And so, in retiring as president of this college, it is indeed a painful task to bid you all goodbye. And now, with the utmost pleasure, may I present to you the man who is to guide the destinies of this great institution, Professor Quincy Adams Wagstaff. Professor, it is indeed an honor to welcome you to Huxley College.
Never mind that. Hold this coat.
By the way, Professor, there is no smoking.
That's what you say.
It would please the faculty if you would throw your cigar away.
The faculty members might just as well keep their seats. There'll be no diving for this cigar. Members of the faculty, faculty members, students of Huxley and Huxley students. I guess that covers everything. Well, I thought my razor was dull until I heard his speech. And that reminds me of a story that's so dirty I'm ashamed to think of it myself. As I look out over your eager faces, I can readily understand why this college is flat on its back. The last college I presided over, things were slightly different. I was flat on my back. Things kept going from bad to worse, but we all put our shoulders to the wheel, and it wasn't long before I was flat on my back again. Any questions? Any answers? Any rags? Any bones? Any bottles today? Any rags? Let's have some action around here. Who'll say 76? Who'll say 1776? That's the spirit, 1776. No doubt you would like to know why I'm here. I came into this college to get my son out of it. I remember the day he left to come here, a mere boy and a beardless youth. I kissed them both goodbye. By the way, where is my son? Young lady, would you mind getting up so I can see the sunrise? So, doing your homework in school, eh?
Hello, old-timer.
My dear professor, I'm sure the students would appreciate a brief outline of your plans for the future.
What?
I said the students would appreciate a brief outline of your plans for the future.
You just said that. That's the trouble around here. Talk, talk, talk. Oh, sometimes I think I must go mad. Where will it all end? What is it getting you? Why don't you go home to your wife? I'll tell you what, I'll go home to your wife, and outside of the improvements, you'll never know the difference. Pull over to the side of the road there, and let me see your marriage license.
President Wagstaff, now that you have stepped into my shoes...
Oh, is that what I stepped in? I wondered what it was. If these are your shoes, the least you could do is have them cleaned.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions. I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
He's opposed to it. In fact, indeed, he's opposed to it.
For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever it is, I'm against it. And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it.
Knowing Dad as I do, I'd not advise you to displease him or tease him. No, no. Don't double cross him or toss him around. When dear old Dad once gets mad, he
my son is right, I'm quick to fight, I'm from a fighting clan. When I'm abused or badly used, I always get my man. No matter if he's in Peru, Paducah, or Japan, I go ahead alive or dead, I always get my man. I soon dispose of all of those who put me on the pan. Like Shakespeare said to Nathan Hale, I always get my man.
Oh,
what I said?
Evil.
That's what I mean?
Evil.
You're telling me?
Evil.
Oh, are you listening? I always get. I always get my
man. Congratulations.
Yes, nothing.
Wonderful, Professor.
Marvelous.
All right, scram, boys. I'll meet you in the barbershop.
Dad, let me congratulate you. I'm proud to be your son.
My boy, you took the words right out of my mouth. I'm ashamed to be your father. You're a disgrace to our family name of Wagstaff, if such a thing is possible. What's all this talk I hear about you fooling around with a college widow? No wonder you can't get out of college. 12 years in one college. I went to 3 colleges in 12 years and fooled around with 3 college widows. When I was your age, I went to bed right after supper. Sometimes I went to bed before supper. Sometimes I went without my supper and didn't go to bed at all. A college widow stood for something in those days. In fact, she stood for plenty.
There's nothing wrong between me and the college widow.
There isn't, huh? Then you're crazy to fool around with her.
Oh, but you don't know.
I don't want to talk to you about this again, you snob. I'd horsewhip you if I had a horse. You may go now. Leave your name and address with the girl outside, and if anything turns up, we'll get in touch with you. Where are you going?
Well, you just told me to go.
So that's what they taught you in college. Just when I tell you to go, you leave me. You know you can't leave a schoolroom without raising your hand, no matter where you're going.
Dad, this college has had a new president every year since 1888.
Yeah.
And that's the year we won our last football game. Now, I like education as well as the next fellow.
I'll move over and I'll talk to the next fellow.
But a college needs something else besides education. And what this college needs is a good football team. And you can't have a good football team unless you have good football players.
My boy, I think you've got something there, and I'll wait outside until you clean it up. I know it's dangerous, but I'm going to ask you one more question. Where do you get good football players?
Well, in a speakeasy, Dom.
In a speakeasy? Isn't that against the law, selling football players in a speakeasy?
Dad, 2 of the greatest football players in the country hang out in a speakeasy downtown.
Are you suggesting that I, the president of Huxley College, go into a speakeasy without even giving me the address?
It's at 42 Elm Street, but you can't go there. It's unethical. It isn't right for a college to buy football players.
It isn't, eh? Well, I'll nip that in the bud. How about coming along and having a nip yourself? Or better still, you wait here.
Anything further, Father?
Anything further, Father? That can't be right. Isn't it anything farther further? The idea. I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it.
Well, that's my proposition, boys. How about it?
Well, it's okay with us, Mr. Jennings, but how are you going to fix it?
Don't worry about that. It's fixed already. You boys will be entered as regular Darwin students and play in the Thanksgiving Day game against Huxley.
Yeah, but how about the dough?
Well, here's a little chicken feed to start with. You'll get the balance right after the game. With you boys playing for Darwin, Huxley can't win.
You said it.
Well, here's to dear old Darwin. All right, boys, let's go.
So long.
Baravelli. Baravelli.
Hey, Baravelli.
Hello? Yes, lady, this is Baravelli, the Iceman, speaking. What do you want? What? 1/4 scotch? 1/4 rye? Wait a minute. Hold on. I see if I got them. 1/4 scotch. 1/4 rye. Okay, lady, I sent him right over.
Hey, Baravelli. Hey, Baravelli.
What do you want?
Watch the door for a few minutes, and don't let anyone in without the password.
All right, what is it?
Swordfish is the password, do you understand?
Okay, I got it.
Well, what is it?
Password.
Swordfish! Swordfish!
Right, the swordfish, the swordfish. Piazza muscles in the room full of faccia di pazzi. Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who are you?
I'm fine, too, but you can't come in unless you give the password.
Now, what is the password?
Oh, no, you got to tell me. Hey, I tell what I do, I give you three guesses. It's the name of a fish.
Is it Mary?
Ha ha! That's an old fish.
She isn't. Well, she drinks like one. Let me see. Is it Sturgeon?
Hey, you're crazy. Sturgeon, he's a doctor, cuts you open when you're sick. Now, I give you one more chance.
I got it. Haddock.
That's funny. I got a haddock, too.
What do you take for a haddock?
Well, now, sometimes I take aspirin, or sometimes I take a calomel.
Say, I'd walk a mile for a calomel.
You mean chocolate calomel. I like that, too, but you know, guess it. Hey, what's the matter? You don't understand English? You can't come in here unless you say swordfish. Now, I'll give you one more guess.
Swordfish. I think I got it. Is it swordfish?
That's it. You guess it.
Pretty good, eh?
Fine. You guess it.
What do you want?
I
want
to come in.
What's the password?
Oh, you're no fool of me. Swordfish.
No, I got tired of that. I changed it.
What's the password now?
Gee, I forgot it. I better come outside with you.
Say, buddy, could you help me out? I'd like to get a cup of coffee.
Hey, here comes my partner. Hey, Pinky, you know the password?
Get up. That's no way to go into a speakeasy. That's the way you come out.
What'll you have?
You take a scotch.
Right. Draw two.
I got it. Swordfish.
Go outside and see if it works. Well, let's get down to business. I'm looking for two football players who always hang around here.
We always hang around here.
Well, that's
we
all
don't...
I want to know. I'm Professor Wagstaff of Huxley College.
That means nothing to me.
Well, it doesn't mean anything to me either. I'll try it over again. I'm Professor Huxley of Wagstaff College.
Well, you didn't stay at the other college very long.
You're heading for a breakdown. Why don't you pull yourself to pieces?
I'll talk it over with my partner.
I never see you again, which would add 10 years to my life. What would you fellas want to play football?
Well, of course we want a football.
Well, I don't know if we've got a football, but if I can find one, would you be interested? I don't want a hasty answer, just sleep on it.
I don't think I can sleep on a football.
Who's gonna settle for these drinks?
Your stock.
Can you cash a check for $15.22?
Sure.
Five, ten,
15 and 22.
Thanks. As soon as I get a check for $15.22, I'll send it to you. Swordfish!
Oh, Laura.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Wagstaff.
Am I too early?
No. Shall I tell Miss Bailey you're here?
No, I'll tell her myself. Give me the tray.
All right.
Will you open the door?
Oh!
Your breakfast, madam. Anything else?
Yes, you can put some cream in my coffee and tell me where you've been for the last couple of days.
I've been busy arguing with Dad about you. How many?
Two. Well, what about me?
Dad wants me to give you up. You know, you're interfering with my studies.
He must think I'm terrible.
But I think you're wonderful. You're beautiful.
Are you making love to me?
Why not?
Everyone says I love you. The cop on the corner and the burglar too. The preacher in the pulpit and the man in the pew says I love you. Everyone, no matter who. The folks over 80 and the kid of two. The captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says I love you. There are only 8 little letters in this phrase you'll find, but they mean a lot more than all the other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasant too, the tiger in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says I love you.
Ain't gonna be any picnic. Blocking traffic, boarding up cars. Who do you think you are? Bah. Say, what are you doing?
Do you know what I'm gonna do to you? Say, you're a wide guy, ain't you?
Let go of that club. Give me that club here. Did you see that badge?
Say to you gentlemen that this college is a failure. The trouble is, we're neglecting football for education.
Exactly. The professor is right.
Oh, I'm right, am I? Well, I'm not right. I'm wrong. I just said that to test you. Now I know where I'm at. I'm dealing with a couple of snakes. What I meant to say was that there's too much football and not enough education.
That's what I think.
Oh, you do you? Well, you're wrong again. If there was a snake here, I'd apologize. Where would this college be without football? Have we got a stadium?
Yes.
Have we got a college?
Yes.
Well, we can't support both. Tomorrow we start tearing down the college.
But, Professor, where will the students sleep?
Where they always sleep, in the classroom.
Oh, Professor, the Dean of Science wants to know how soon you can see him. He says he's tired of cooling his heels out here.
Tell him I'm cooling a couple of heels in here. Where were we? Oh, yes. How much am I paying you fellas?
$5,000 a year. But we've never been paid.
Well, in that case, I'll raise you to $8,000 and a bonus. Bring your dog around. I'll give him a bonus, too.
The dean is furious. He's waxing Roth.
Is Roth out there, too? Tell Roth to wax the dean for a while. Guess that's bad, huh?
One more thing, Professor. It's about your son. I'm afraid he's paying too little attention to his studies and too much to Connie Bailey, the college widow.
He is, eh? Well, I'll soon put a stop to that. I'll call her up right now. Have either of you weasels got her phone number?
No.
Well, it's a good thing I've got her.
Get me Maine 4997 on, reverse the charges.
You may go now. Drop this in the mailbox on your way out. Hello? I want to speak to Miss Bailey. Is this Miss Bailey?
Uh-huh. Why, of course I know your son.
Why, that's silly. We're just very good friends. But, Professor, I don't understand.
You don't, eh? Well, I want to see you. Come right over to my office. You can't? You're in bed? Well, in that case, I'll come over to your office.
That's a fine way to carry ice. Where are your tongues? Looks like a tongue war.
Well, that's the last time we deliver ice unless you pay the bill.
How much do we owe you?
$2,000.
$2,000 for ice? I can get an Eskimo for $200 and make my own ice.
I tell you what we do. I make you a proposition. You owe us $200. We take $2,000 and call it square.
That's not a bad idea. I'll tell you. I'll consult my lawyer. And if he advises me to do it, I'll get a new lawyer. Why don't you forget about the money? Go to college, meet all the beautiful girls, get yourself a co-ed.
I got a co-ed. Last week for $18, I got a co-ed with two pair of pants.
Since when has a co-ed got two pair of pants?
Since I joined the college.
Baravelli, you've got the brain of a four-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it. Well, now that you're a college boy, here's your hat. Here's your pennant. Here's your coat. All right, report for football practice in the morning. Now, I want you to sign this agreement.
Hey, there's nothing on this paper.
That's all right. We'll fill in something later. Hey, put your name on there, huh? Gee, I didn't know you could write. Wait a minute. This isn't legal. There's no seal on it. Where's the seal?
And thus we see that the function of the respiratory system is to transmit oxygen into the bloodstream. This process, which is called osmosis...
Have they started sawing a woman in half yet?
Oh, Mr. President, this is indeed a pleasure. What brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it out in the hall. Have you got two empty dunce chairs? I brought you two empty dunces. Come in, dunces. Here they are, 10 cents a dunce. Well, all you need now is a bowl of cherries.
Find yourselves a couple of seats. Now, let us go on with our lecture.
I wish you'd go on without your lecture.
What do you think of that slide?
Well, I think he was safe at second, but it was very close.
Now, let us examine the circulatory system. Here is... the liver.
What? No bacon? I'd send that back if I were you.
The liver, if neglected, invariably leads to cirrhosis. Of course, you are all familiar with the symptoms of cirrhosis.
Sure. Cirrhosis are red, so violets are blue, so sugar is sweet, so are you.
I can't see him, but I bet I know who it is.
For the protection of the heart, or cardium, Mother Nature has provided a sac called the pericardium. Any questions?
Yes. When are you going to cut the watermelon open?
Psychopathically, the duodenum is in inverse ratio to the coordination of the planetus.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along? My feet are getting tired from this walk.
Why, everything I told you can be found in the simplest textbook on anatomy. I'm sure my students will bear me out.
We bear you out.
And let that be a lesson to every one of you. This school was here before you came, and it'll be here before you go. And you too, you numbskull. Follow a corpuscle on his journey. Oh, my mistake. I thought I was a corpuscle. As you know, there is constant warfare between the red and white corpuscles. Now then, baboons, what is a corpuscle?
That's easy. First as a captain, then as a lieutenant, then as a corpuscle.
That's fine. Why don't you bore a hole in yourself and let the sap run out? We now find ourselves among the Alps. The Alps are a very simple people, living on a diet of rice and old shoes. Beyond the Alps lies more Alps, and the lower Alps those that Alps themselves. We then come to the bloodstream. The blood rushes from the head down to the feet, gets a look at those feet, and rushes back to the head again. This is known as auction pinochle. Now, in studying your basic metabolism, we first listen to your heart speed. And if your heart speed anything but diamonds and clubs, it's because your partner is cheating, or your wife. Now take this point, for instance. That reminds me, I haven't seen my son all day. Well, the human body takes many strange forms. Now, here is a most unusual organ. The organ will play a solo immediately after the feature picture.
Scientists make these deductions by examining a rat or your landlord who won't cut the rent. And what do they find? Asparagus.
Now, on closer examination... this needs closer examination. In fact, it needs a nightgown. Farabelli, who's responsible for this? Is this your picture?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like me.
Well, take it out of here immediately and hang it up in my bedroom. Now then, out with it. Who did it? Oh, so you're the culprit. Young man, as you grow older, you'll find you can't burn the candle at both ends. Well, I was wrong. I knew there was something you couldn't burn at both ends. I thought it was a candle. However, you must be punished. Just for that, you stay after school.
But, Professor, I didn't do anything.
I know, but there's no fun keeping him after school. Now, we'll have no more interruptions. According to von Steinmetz, the eminent physiologist, there is ever present a group of white phagocytes. According to von Steinmetz, the eminent physiologist, there is present a group of white phagocytes. According to von... According to von Steinmetz, the eminent physiologist, there is present a group of white phagocytes. They are ever present, and they are essential. They are an essential thing to prolonging life. My left wing has been tamed. My rear end has been cut off. But I'll fight it out on these lines if it takes all summer. You got me.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Frank. Why, of course, I'd love to have you come over. All right. I'll be expecting you then. Goodbye, darling.
Who are you calling, darling?
Oh, Frank Wagstaff, the professor's son.
Say, I didn't tell you to fall for him. I just told you to find out all you could about his team.
Well, he said it was a cinch for Huxley to win.
Listen, I've got my bankroll bet on Darwin. I'm taking no chances. Before the game starts, I'll have the Huxley signals. Well, here's down the hatch and on my way. See you later. Bye, dear.
Here.
I just came in. What do you mean, am I still here?
Oh, I mean, are you here already?
You know, I really shouldn't be here. The old man gave me a terrible bawling out for seeing you.
Oh, let's not worry about him. He'll never know you were here. How about a little drink?
All right. I'll get you one.
Please?
Are you Miss Bailey? Come, come. One of us is Miss Bailey, and I'm not.
I am Miss Bailey, and who are you?
I'm Professor Wagstaff. Who are you?
Miss Bailey.
Ah, then you are Miss Bailey. Thought you could slip one over on me, didn't you? Listen, madam, you've got to give my son up.
Give him up?
You can't take him from me. He's all I've got in the world, except a picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware.
But, Professor, I...
Whatever you say is a lie. He's only a shell of his former self, which nobody can deny. Whoopee! Oh. I tell you, you're ruining that boy. You're ruining him. Did my son tell you you had beautiful eyes?
Why, yes.
Told me that, too. Tells that to everyone he meets. Oh, I love sitting on your lap. I could sit here all day if you didn't stand up.
Quick, hurry, get out of here. Back down. I don't want any ice.
Who was that?
The Iceman.
Is that so? Well, you can't pull the wool over my ice.
Oh.
That Iceman stuff leaves me cold.
Here you are.
So, I caught you at last. And you are fooling around with this woman. Oh, the shame of it. That I should live to see a son of mine try to take a dame away from his father.
Dad, I can...
Enough of this. You leave here immediately, and I'll stay here and settle with this woman. And as soon as we're settled, we'll have you over for dinner. On second thought, I'll go with you. Come, follow me. Be a lamp in the window for my wandering boy. Let's see, where... Oh, yes, I was on your lap. And doing pretty well, as I recall it.
Quick, hurry, get out. Hurry. And remember, stay undercover.
I have more students in the college.
Here, lady, you drop your ice.
But I don't want any ice.
Neither do I. Now, do you want any ice?
No.
Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, so nice. Bellissima ragazza, vede la faccia d'una Madonna.
That'll overcome me.
Right, but remember...
Oh, no.
Lady, I like you. You got something, but what it is.
I'm gonna tell him he's crazy.
Ah, Professor, I don't see you. What are you doing here?
Nothing right now, but I was doing all right till you came in.
Oh, so you know the professor.
Sure, he put me in business. He got me on the football team.
Now all I gotta do is get him off the couch. Have you read any good books lately? This must be the main highway. Follow me. I've been doing this all day.
Pretty popular place, isn't it?
Yes, a hot dog stand and clean up here.
What are you doing here?
Why, me? I'm the music teacher. I give her singing lessons.
Since when are you taking singing lessons?
Since you came in.
What are you doing here?
I'm the plumber. I'm just hanging around in case something goes wrong with her pipes. That's the first time I've used that joke in 20 years.
Now take a deep breath and follow me.
We've got a cozy little place here, haven't we?
You sing a high, huh?
Yes, I have a falsetto voice.
That's a funny. My last pupil, she got a falsetto teeth. Well, maybe for the first lesson, it's better if you don't sing. And if you don't sing, I think it's a much better yet. I'll sing. Everyone says I love you. The great big mosquito when he sting you. The fly when he gets stuck on the fly paper too says I love you. Every time the cow says moo, she's a making the bull feel very happy too. And the rooster when he holler cock-a-doodle-doo says I love you. Christmas
the folk Colombo. He write the Queen of Spain a very nice a little note. And he's right all over you, maybe. And then he get himself a great a big boat. He's a wiser guy, what do you think Colombo do? When he's a come here in 1492, he said to Pocahontas, "Atcha, fatcha, touchy goo. That means, you little son of a gun, I love you." Maybe it's a better if I don't sing too, huh?
Yes.
All right, I'll play.
I love good music.
So do I. Let's get out of here.
Sit down.
I've got to stay here. But there's no reason why you folks shouldn't go out into the lobby till this thing blows over.
That's all for the first lesson. I come back next week and teach you how to breathe. And don't breathe until I see you again.
If this is a singing lesson, I'm a ring-tailed monkey.
This is a singing lesson, and keep your family out of it. Baravelli?
What do you want?
Are you going my way?
Sure.
Well, you go my way, and I'll stay here.
No, you don't. You're leaving together. And if I find you guys here again, it'll be curtains. I'm on your way.
If my son comes back, tell him to take the lamp out of the window.
Dad, you've got the wrong football players.
You mean the whole team?
No, I mean Baravelli and the dog catcher. Well, they're not football players at all.
They must be football players. I got them out of a speakeasy.
But you've got the wrong ones. The two fellas I told you about are playing for Darwin.
Send for Baravelli. Scour the grounds. Don't leave a single stone unturned. He's probably under one. Baravelli! Baravelli!
14, 52, 78, 00, 2671, 57, 84, 59, 71, 100, 11, 12, 14, 56, 78, 52.
What are you doing in there?
Shh. I'm practicing sequence signals.
Listen.
72, 86, 74, 56, 101, 105.
What do you want?
Baravelli, you can fix it for our team to win.
Oh, no. I want to play.
All right, you can play, but listen, there's two football players in the Darwin team I want kidnapped. Have you ever had any experience as a kidnapper?
You bet. You know what I do when I kidnap somebody? First, I call them up on the telephone, then I send them my chauffeur.
Oh, have you got a chauffeur?
Yeah.
What kind of a car have you got?
Oh, I don't got a car. I just got a chauffeur.
Well, maybe I'm crazy, but when you have a chauffeur, aren't you supposed to have a car?
Well, I had one. But you see, it costs too much money to keep a car on the chauffeur, so I sold the car.
Well, that shows you how little I know. I would have kept the car and sold the chauffeur.
That's no good. I got to have a chauffeur to take me to work in the morning.
Well, if you've got no car, how can he take you to work?
He don't have to take me to work. I no got a job.
Baravelli, this is the finish. How much would you want to stand at the wrong end of a shooting gallery?
Now, boys, now, just a minute, boys. Just a minute. Now, let's forget what happened yesterday. I didn't come here to fight.
You've got
to
fight. I've already taken my coat off.
I want to talk to Baravelli. Now, you wouldn't mind stepping out, would you?
Why, I'd love to step out, but I'd have to see the girl first.
Baravelli, I've got a proposition for you.
Watch yourself, Baravelli. He's almost as crooked as you are.
Let's go in here. Baravelli, I want you to do something for me.
I'm busy. Me and my partner, we got to kidnap a couple of football players on the Darwin team.
Is that so? You don't mean McCarty and Mullen?
Well, that sounds something like it, but the fellows I mean are Mullen and McCarty.
I'll give you a tip. The boys you want live at 39 Hanley Street.
That's fine, thanks.
No, I want you to do something for me.
What do you want?
Listen, give me the signals. This $500 is yours.
All right. Here's the signals.
Hey, wait a minute. These are the wrong signals. These are Darwin signals. You think I'd give you $500 for Darwin signals?
Why, they cost me $200. I guess I gotta make a little profit.
Listen, you've got to get busy and get those football signals.
But I thought you were going to get them.
If I did, I wouldn't be asking you to go after them, would I? Now, look, all you've got to do is to get to Professor Wagstaff. He's got the Huxley signals, and I'm depending on you to get them here before the game.
Yes, but how?
You know how. Romance him, baby, romance him. And remember, all you're to get is football signals.
Just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says I love you. Take a pair of rabbits who get stuck on each other and begin to woo. And pretty soon you'll find a million more rabbits who say I love you. When a lion gets frisky and
begins to roar. There's another lion who knows just what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too, the duck upon the water when he feels that way too, says,
that's a wise quack. You keep your bill out of this. How would you like it if I butted into your affairs and laid an egg? You know, this is the first time I've been out in a canoe since I saw the American tragedy.
Oh, you're perfectly safe, Professor, in this boat.
I don't know. I was going to get a flat bottom, but the girl at the boathouse didn't have one.
Well, you know, Professor, I could go on like this, drifting and dreaming forever. What a day. Spring in the air.
Oh, me? I should spring in the air and fall on the lake?
Oh, Professor, you're full of whimsy.
Can you notice it from there? I'm always that way after I eat radishes.
Oh, is that important?
Is it important? Oh, is it a football signal? Let him go. Luckily, I've got a duplicate set in my pocket. I always carry two of everything. This is the first time I've ever been out with only one woman.
Oh, you mean you take two girls out every time?
Particularly in an automobile. I hate to see a girl walk home alone.
Do you know, Professor, I've never seen football signals. Do you think a little girl like me could understand them?
I think a little girl like you would understand practically anything.
Is great big strong man going to show little icky baby all about the bad football signals?
Was that you or the duck? Because if it was you, I'm going to finish this ride with the duck.
If icky baby don't learn about the football signals, icky baby going to cry.
If icky girl keep on talking that way, big strong man's going to kick all her teeth right down her throat.
A naughty man just only fooling. Just for that, I'm coming right over there and smother naughty man with kisses.
You couldn't make that onions instead, could you? Oh, so that's your game. That's your game, is it?
Professor Wagstaff! Professor Wagstaff!
Oh, just call me Quincy. After you get to know me, buddy, you can call me Quince.
Oh, throw me the lifesaver. The lifesaver. Oh, Professor Wagstaff, please, hurry, Professor. Oh, Professor.
This is it.
Hello? Yeah, this is McCarty. So they're coming right over, eh? Okay, Mr. Jennings, we'll take care of them. Can you beat it? Jennings says Baravelli and the dog catcher are coming over here to kidnap us to keep us out of the game.
This the place. Now, how are we going to catch them? Oh, that's for catching flies. Baseball players catch flies. We look for football players. You bring the tools? You got the shovel, the axe, and the pick? Where's the pick? No, that's a no pick. That's a hog. A hog. Don't you know what a hog is? Oh, come on. Let's get busy. We got to kidnap a couple of football players. We're looking for Mullen and McCarty.
That's us. What can we do for you?
You got a brother?
No.
You got a sister?
Yeah.
Well, your sister, she's a very sick man. You better come with us.
Yeah? What happened to her?
She had an accident in her automobile.
Ah, she has no automobile.
Well, maybe she's a fall off a horse. I don't look very close. Come on, we take you in our car.
You will, eh? Well, I have no sister.
That's all right. We know got a car. Come on.
Oh, you think you're going to take us for a ride, eh?
This is going to take a long time. Try one at a time. Didn't work, huh? Get tough. Get tough with the other one. Get tough with both of them. Tougher!
Now you're getting someplace. Hey, Pinky, you better think of something else. I'm exhausted, too. I can't think of anything. Maybe you fellas got an idea.
I'll say we got an idea. Where's that rope, Ed? Get him, Ed!
We come to kidnap them, they kidnap us. That's a fix of fine we're in. How are we going to get out of it? I got an idea. You got a rope? That's good. That's fine. Tie on the bed, throw the rope out of the window. Tie on the bed, throw the rope out of the window. Hey! What do you do, eh? You throw the rope out of the window, but you don't tie on the bed. No, I don't mean to tie. I mean to tie the rope. Now what are you going to do? You crazy. That's no good. How are we going to get out of here? Call me. You want a break on my neck?
Yeah, don't worry, Mr. Jennings. Everything's working out fine. Oh, that's all right. The game's in the bag. See you later. Well, wonder what the two mugs are doing up there. Playmates. Just in time for a cup of tea.
We got no cups. But we'll see you after the game. Come on, Pinky. Let's go.
No, you don't. Take off your coat.
Come on. Slap into it.
Off with your shirt.
Quit stalling.
Now take off your pants.
Hey, I got a date. Nothing to do.
You too. Take that coat off. Stand over there, you. Come on, Ed. Let's take that clothes. Now, if you boys will excuse us, we'll run along and play a little football. Just make yourselves right at home. Tune in on the radio if you want to see how the game's going along. I'll send my sister over to keep you company.
Gee, I guess it's locked.
And the crowd is going wild. Well, folks, there seems to be no stopping Mullen and McCarthy today. 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter, and oh, what a lacing the Huxley team is getting. There they go. McCarthy has the ball, and he's breaking through.
Well, partner, I guess we made a grand slam.
Oh,
Big E, hurry up! Hurry up! Come on! Come on! We still got time to play.
My ball!
Well, you're a couple of fine kidnappers. You know that the fellas you kidnapped got here before you did? Look at that score. 12-0. A fat lot you care. You realize what it means if Huxley loses this game? It means shame, disgrace, humiliation. And besides, you're crazy if you don't play the ace. Come on and fight! No, 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 no. Get in that game. Listen, you bunch of butterfingered milksops. The way you're playing, you couldn't beat a girls' basketball team. We've got to win this game, do you understand? Even if we have to use our star player, number 37. You remember, don't you? The quarterback gets the ball, goes around left end, and makes a lateral pass to the right guard.
Sit there.
Wait a minute. Boys, if you can't beat that bunch of half-witted goofs...
Sit there.
What do you want?
Well, you're talking to the wrong team.
I know I am, but our team wouldn't listen to me.
Oh. Hey, which way are you going?
Out there.
All right, drop me off at the 40-yard line.
Where's your number?
My boy, get in there and play like you did in the last game. I've got $5 bet on the other team.
Comes Professor Wagstaff. Will you say something, Professor?
I will if you get up out of there.
Professor Wagstaff will tell you all about the game.
This is a sound football game, and I wish you were here. In fact, I wish you were here instead of me. Last week in the same hour, I told you that Mrs. Moskowitz was expecting a blessed event. Well, last night, Mrs. Moskowitz had twins. Okay, Mr. Moskowitz.
Thank you, Professor.
It was nothing at all.
Boys are back in the field. They're lined up. Huxley is about to kick off to Darwin. And there they go.
Pardon me. That'll teach him to pass a lady without tipping his hat.
Hey, look out there. You want to get hurt? We're going to throw a forward pass. Signal. 1872 forward pass, Jingasalt. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Ready or not, here we go. Hey.
Why, Pinky, what are you doing here?
That tackle will cost your team 15 yards. You're supposed to tackle a man with a ball, you understand?
What's the idea?
Hey, idiot, where's that ball?
Hey, look, he's got the mumps.
Oh, come on, give me that ball. Give me it. Oh, that is firing it.
Stand up over there.
Signal! 1842-56, end run, hook!
Hey, bring that back, sir.
Ow!
boys.
Jumping anaconda.
Is there a doctor on the stands?
Why, yes, I'm a doctor.
How do you like the game, Doc? Come back for me in 5 minutes.
Hi!
Fancy seeing you here. Well, it's a small world after all.
Hi!
Why weren't you in that last scrimmage?
I'm sitting this one out.
What are you doing with that cigar in your mouth?
Why, do you know another way to smoke it?
Get on your feet.
Don't look now, boys, but I think I see the chemistry professor up in the stands with the janitor's wife. Here, have a cigar.
Hey! Get on! Signal!
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Professor Wagstaff gets the ball. Hey!
Hey, bring that ball in here.
Hey!
There goes the ball.
Fire, Pinky! It's a boy, make a home run. At it.
Gee, that's great, Pinky. You made a touchdown. Are you tired? Oh, that's marvelous.
Your phone number. Will you give it to me again?
Where's that ball? Here it is. Come on, get off that ball. You're holding up the game.
Let's go.
Hello, men.
Hey! Signal. Una, due, tre, a bendy. This time we'll go left endy. Hey! Signal! Hi, diddle diddle, a cat in the fiddle. This time I think we go through the middle. Hi!
Take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
We do.